Thank you, Madam President. Thanks for giving me floor again. Again, my delegation strongly rejects the ridiculous argument made by Japan. Japan's attempt to become a regional power is a clear threat to global peace. Though Japan claims its contribution to global peace, it has long tried to pave the way for participating in a war and invasion by removing the obstacles in its overseas military activities. Japan sets it as its main strategy for realizing its ambition for territorial expansion by dispatching armed forces abroad. Since the adoption of law on overseas troop dispatch under the pretext of peacekeeping mission in 1992 and the security legislation in 2015, the overseas operation scope of the self-defense force has greatly expanded beyond the territory of Japan. Japan is legitimizing its overseas dispatch of self-defense force and covers up its ambition for overseas expansion by spreading false stories about severity of security environment and threat from neighboring countries. But the real intention of Japan is to use the troop of self-defense force in different parts of the world as the vanguard for aggression in contingency. This reminds us of Japan's military incursion on Asian continent during the last century that resulted in enormous catastrophe on humankind. I strongly urge Japan to focus on liquidating its past crimes before blaming others. And as for the United Security Council resolutions, the DPRK does not acknowledge them and will never do so, as they were fabricated by hostile forces. Madam President, let me quickly respond to remarks made by the delegate of South Korea. The South Korean authorities are advised to look back what they have done in the last couple of years before they talk about dialogue and peace. They should explain whether military exercises with the United States and continued introduction of high-tech military hardware into Korean Peninsula are conducive to the peace and security. Such behavior only reveals the hypocrisy of the South Korean authorities, who pretend to be concerned over the peace and security of the region. The South Korean authorities should drop the bad habit of justifying their own behavior while blaming everything what the other side does. Thank you, Madam President.